We're holding Daf Tei Beis Amud Aleph on top. Again, the last Shaila was a machlokes we had between Ravina and Rebbe, that though we say that you cannot use Maisa Sheni itself to bring the Lachme Toido, but can you use the Moyes, can you use Chitim Halakuach Mi Moyes Maisa Sheni? That was a machlokes Ravina and Rebbe. The last tomorrow was that Rebbe says, listen, I'll say over your reason, and I'll say over time that did my reason. So first you're saying over, what's the reason of Ravina? That he says, yes, you could bring the Lachme Toida from Chitim that are bought from Moyes Maisa Sheni. So he says like this, where do you, Ravina, learn it out from? Or Rabbi Yirmiyah, where do you, Rabbi Yirmiyah, learn it out from? Learn out from Shlomim, that Shlomim could be brought from Moyes Maisa Sheni. Now, top of the Gemara, Pei Beis Amud Aleph, Ushlomim Shom Shomi Maisa. You learn out Shlomim, it says Shom Shomi Maisa. Rashi says, the Mazu Mi Moyes Maisa. You buy a Korban Shlomim from the money you have of Maisa Sheni. Tichsib be Maisa Sheni v'nasata b'kesav av yachal tishom. Uksib be Shlomim v'yachal tishom. So now, Uminoi learn out, Ma Shlomim ain't Gufa Maisa. Just like the Korban Shlomim itself, it does not come from the Gufa, the Peiros of Maisa Sheni. Only from the money of Maisa Sheni. So after Toida, the same thing, the Korban Toida or the Lachmi Toida, Nami Yen Gufa Maiser, it cannot be brought from the Chitim itself, which is Maisa Sheni. But our Korban the Diyak is, Fahani Chiti, Halakuchas be Mois Maisa Sheni, but the Chitim, the wheat that you bought from the money of Maisa Sheni, Nami is also like Lashlomim, that Ain Gufa Maiser, it's not called the Gufa is Maiser. What you started out with chitim that you made into Maisa Sheni. That chitim you sold, you paid it onto money, and the money now received the Kedusha's Maisa Sheni. Now with that money, everybody agrees you're allowed to come and buy your Toido or Lachme Toido in the cases where you set aside that you have not of Metchila to bring it this way. Now the money of Maisa Sheni went and bought chitim. So after Shiloh, can you use these chitim now for the Lachme Toido? So Rabbi Yirmiyah holds yes, because he holds that's not called Guf of Maisa Sheni. Therefore, you learn out from Shlomim, as long as it's not the Guf of Maisa Sheni, it could be brought for the Toida, for Lachme Toida. Now, any more time with D. Now, Rabbi says, listen, I'll also explain to you my reasoning. Why does Rabbi himself say no, that these chitim that was brought from the money of Maisa Sheni, he cannot use? Any more time with D. I'll tell you this, Toida mecha ki yafin lo mishlomim. We will learn it out from Shlomim. And so, again, Ushlomim Shom Shomi Meiser. How do you know by Shlomim it could be brought from Amoyis Meiser Sheni? Because it says the word Shom Shom. If so, Ma Shlom, just like by Korban Shlomim, Ein Min Meiser, it doesn't come from the Min of Meiser, it only comes from the money. Not from the Min, not from the Chitim itself of Meiser. You can't bring a Korban from any type of fruits. Fruits is not a Korban. If so, Av Toida, the same thing by the Lachme Toida, Ein Min Meiser cannot be brought from the min, from the fruits, from the vegetables, from the chitim of Maisa Sheni. So kids, even though you first paid the Maisa Sheni onto money, and now with that money of Maisa Sheni you bought chitim, since chitim is a min, is a type that you take Maisa Sheni from, it cannot be brought from for Toida. Just like by Korban Shlomim, you cannot bring a Shlomim from the min of Maisa Sheni from chitim, you have to take the money of it and buy a behemoth. So I didn't buy Toida also, the Lachme Toida, the actual Chitim itself cannot be used for Lachme Toida. But rather it's only the money, the value of it that you could use, and with the money you could buy other, Chitim for Meiser, for Lachme Toida. But Lafuki comes to exclude Chitim Halakuchas B'moyis Meiser Sheni, that the wheat itself that was bought with Meiser Sheni, that you cannot use. Why? The Min Meiser Nino. Those are a min maisa, a type of chitim that you could take maisa from it, therefore cannot be used to make the lachme toida with. So that's Rebbe Svara. Mor says now, Omer Rebbe Ami, Rebbe Ami says, Hamatris moyis maisa sheni lishlamim. If somebody has money of maisa sheni, the kids again, originally he had Paris, that he was mafris maisa sheni from them, and now he wants to take off the kedusha, he poured it onto money. So he has this money now. So Hamatfis Moyes, Maisa Sheni Lishlamim. You like set aside and say, this money now of Maisa Sheni, you're going to use to buy a Korban Shlomim from it. So the locker is, Rav Ami holds that like Korban Shlomim, no, it's not Chal. And even though Stam money of Maisa Sheni is used to buy a Korban Shlomim, and here, not only Stam, but you spoke out, clearly you designated this money to say you plan to buy a Korban Shlomim with it, still it's not Chal on the money now within that you have to buy Shlomim with it. And therefore, if you want to take this money and buy some other payers, and even in Yerushalayim, you could do it. My time, and what's the reason? To lay alima kedushas hashlomim lemeicha la kedushas maishasheni. It's not strong enough. Rashi said lay alima shlomim lemeicha kedushas maishasheni shloye yochel litnoi b'chol ashetav anavshoi. But the pasuk says, whenever you have the money of maishasheni, you're supposed to buy something in Yerushalayim, something you could eat b'chol ashetav anavshoi, anything you want to. So, kids, it's not strong enough for Kedushas Hashlomim to be chal upon the Kedushas of Maisa Sheni. Like this money right now has a Kedushas Maisa Sheni. It has its own din. The din of the Maisa Sheni is you could buy whatever you want with it. So, true, if you buy an animal and you mark the animal, then it'll have a Shen Kedushas Hashlomim on it. But before you buy the animal, just the fact you're saying upon this money, you want to designate it to set aside to buy a Korban Shlomim with it, it's not chal Kedusha on the money. The money still only has his Kedushas Maisa Sheni, he can still buy whatever you want with it. Maisa, you have a question. Says Alocha Halokeach Chaya Lezivchei Shlomim. Somebody has this money of Maisa Sheni, and with the money of Maisa Sheni, he goes to buy a Chaya, an animal, a wild animal that's not fit to be a Korban Shlomim. He buys it Lezivchei Shlomim. Like he knows it's not Chal Shlomim on it. Or behema labosa taivin, he buys a regular behema, and he has in mind just to eat it. But teres chulin, like in Yerushalayim, so locher is lo yotzah or lechulin. No, that this behema, he's allowed to eat the meat of it, but the skin of it is not stam yotzah lechulin. He can do whatever he wants with the skin, since he cannot eat the skin. The din is with the skin. He still has to sell the skin, and with the money, he's allowed to buy shlamin. That's the locher. Now lav lemeimer doesn't mean to say to koni shlamin. That with this money, it's chaladin that you have to buy a shlamin. Rashi says, lav l'meim adekonu o'iris ter shlamin. That the skin has a din that has to be bought with it, shlamin. Alma di'alim kedusha shlamin l'mech l'kedushas meiser. It's good like the chiyuv shlamin was chal upon this money. So now when you bought with this money a regular behemah of chulin, so now the skin of it that you don't eat, you have to use to buy a korban shlamin. So it's mashma that it's chal the kedusha shlamim on the money. Gemara says no. Hayit ma'alav, we learned on this. Amar Rav, that Rav says loikanu shlamim. No, the ma'is it's not chal a kedusha shlamim on this money. That really you bought a behemoth, a regular behemoth chulin. That's all there is. It's only you have to eat the meat in Yerushalayim. If so, my lo yotzar lechulin. What does it mean to say that the skin of it, the skin of this animal, that you cannot use for stam your own purpose, that you have to sell it, and with the money you have to buy shlamim, hochikom, this is what it means to say, einoi b'teris lotzei sor l'chulin, that it's not a din, that this skin that you bought with the mois maisa sheni should be used stam l'chulin for your own purpose. My time, what's the reason? Omarabo nasek lokeach shor l'charisha. It's like you bought a shore for the purpose of Harisha to plow with. You're not allowed to do that. The din of Maisa Sheni is that with the money, you have to buy something to eat in Yerushalayim. But it has to be something that you could eat. Here that with the money you bought a behemoth, so true. The meat that you eat, that's good. But the skin that you cannot eat, on that you have no right to spend the Maisa Sheni for the skin. Therefore the din of the skin is, it's not Yos Lechumen, but rather with that skin you have to go sell it and buy something with it, you could eat from it. So I should aim like Kedushas Kalal, Shlei Keteres Keteru Loifin Nanasa Or Chlakech Mimoyis Maisa Sheni Lecharisha. But the din is, you're not allowed to do this. So therefore, again, Lechatchila, with the money of the skin, you're supposed to buy a Korban Shlamim. But not because the Kedushas of Shlamim is chal upon the money, no. It's only the regular loch of Maisa Sheni that you're supposed to buy something with it that you could eat from it. And not come to buy a shore, lecharisha. So, in the claim, it could be again, like Rabbi Ami said, that's the locha,
that if you matfis mois, you set aside money of Meister Sheni, the shlomim is like kona shlomim, it's not chal kedusha shlomim on the money, you can still buy whatever you want with that money. It will not like this. Ha matfis mois Meister Sheni l'shlomim. If somebody sets aside the money of Meister Sheni to buy a korban shlomim. So Rav Yechidin Omar Koni, Rav Yechidin says yes, it's chal. Reb Elozer Omer Leikoni, no, it's not chal kedusha shlomim on this money. You can still buy whatever you want with it. So Kitas Amachlekes, Rav Ami's Alachas Amachlekes, Reb Yechidin and Rav Ami. And Rav Ami Omer, Rav Ami Yomer Leikoni. Now the Alibad Rav Yudu the Yomer. Maisim Momen Hedyutu. According to Rav Yudu Shita, he holds Maisim Sheni. It's called Momen Hedyutu, that belongs to the Bailam, he owns it. The Kuliyam Aloy Peligi Dekoni. Everybody holds it now that you are matfis, you say the Kedusha Shlomim. Should be chal upon this money, it's like a chaladin. That with this money now you have to buy a korban shlomim. But ki pligi, so Rashi says, Alibud Rabbi Yudah, the Yom HaMasev to Kedushin, that Mais Hesheni is Mamed Hedyutu. V'yokhla Kadis Vayashisha. You could use it to marry your wife with it. If so, it's Mamed considered like you have money, and therefore if you are matfis, the Kedusha Shlomim on it, it's like a chal. But I tell you, keep pligi, where is the machlokes? I'll leave with the Rav Meir. That his sheet, there is the that he says, Meister is Mamun Gavoyu, that the Mois of Meister Sheni really likes the Mamun Gavoyu, belongs to Gavoyu, it's not really yours. If so, man, the Yoma Loikoni, Rav Ami that says that this money of Meister Sheni, you cannot be matpus Kedusha Shlomim on it, Rav Meir, goes like Rav Meir Shita, that holds that you cannot put the Kedusha's Meister Sheni onto it. It has Kedusha Shlomim, it has already Kedusha. Meister Sheni has Kedusha on it. You can't put another Kedusha on it. Well, man, the Yom HaKoni, but Rabbi Yechon, it says, no, it's Koni, Kivon de Meister, Korilei, Shlomin, Kimitvus Leinami, Tophis, that Enoch Nami, even though Meister Sheni has Kedusha, says, Mom, the Gavoya, according to Rabbi Meir, but since the din of this Meister Sheni is, Lekatchila, to go and buy a Korban Shlomo with the money, therefore could be Chal Kedusha Shlomo on the money, that if you set aside this money, even according to Rabbi Meir, we say the Kedusha is Chal, meaning to say that since that's Lekatchila, and now you say clearly you want to be matfis, Kedusha Shlomo on the money, it's like a Chal, that with this money now you have to buy a Korban Shlomo. That's the Machlokes, Rabbi Yechonen and Rabbi Ami. Moses says, Meis about the question, it says clearly, HaMatfis Mois Mois Hesheni L'Shlomo. If somebody has this money of Meis Hesheni, again, first he had payers they took of Meis Hesheni from it. And now he sold, he's poured it onto money. So the money he has, Kedusha's Meis Hesheni. With this money, now he's matzvah, he says he wants to set it aside for Korban Shlomim. So locher is, Keshu Poydin, if you poydin this money, because you don't want to buy a Korban Shlomim with it, Moisef Aleim, Shnei Chumashim, you have to hit on it 2/5. Echad L'Kodesh, V'Echad L'Maisar. 1/5 you have to hit on for Hegdish, and 1/5 for Maisar. So Mor says again, Mi Sarvot, who said, the Reakli, he goes according to everybody, I'll tell you again, Hamani Rabbi Yehudi, he goes according to Rabbi Yehudi Shita. And that's what Kol Purim Sinta says, when you poyder it, you have to be Meister v'chaymish v'egdish, it's mashma clearly, it is chal kedusha shlomim on the kedushas meister. Because you have to eat another 5th. Says, sell the chura tekash on Reb Lozer Reb Ami, how could they say lakoni? So Morin says again, who says misav with the riakoli? Who says it goes according to everybody, even according to Rabbi Meir Shita, I tell you, Mani, Reb Yehudi, his bride goes according to Reb Yehudi Shita, that he holds moist, my sishen is called Mamed Hedyet. If it's called Mamed Hedyet, then like we said before, everybody agrees that Lamaisa could be chal upon it, the Kedushas Shlomim. So Machlek is between Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Yechanon, that's only according to Rabbi Meir. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it holds Mois, Mois Hesheni, Mois Hedyet, everybody holds a could be chal, a Kedushas Shlomim, on the Mois of Mois Hesheni. Now the Mishnah says, Minayin, how do we know? Liyoy Mahareya Lai Toidev. Somebody says he has a chiv to bring a korban Toidev. He could only bring it from money that's chulin, not from money that has kedushas Meister Sheni on it. How do we know this? There's a stam toy that has to be brought min achulin. Talmud Lehman, the Pesach says in Devarim, v'zovachto Pesach l'Hashem Elokecho, tzoin u'boker, that you should bring for korban Pesach tzoin sheep, or also boker cattle, oxes. The question is, I could only bring either lambs or else goats for a korban pesach, but not bokor. So why does the pasuk say tzayinu bokor? So Mishnah answers, In Cain, like Matam Loim Etzayin Ubokah, what does the Pasuk say Ubokah for? Is Lahakash, it comes to teach us that Kol Habo Min Hatzayin Min Ubokah. Any korban that's brought to me, the Tzayin Ubokah, is La Pesach. It's like a Hekash, it should be done with a korban Pesach. And if so, Ma Pesach, just like by korban Pesach. Dovah Shebechayva, there's a chayv, there's an obligation, Yimachayv to bring a korban Pesach. And therefore the din is, V'yein Bu Elo Min Achulin, that a korban Pesach could only come from money of chulin, not from money of meiser. And we'll see in the Gemara how do we know this from. But I'll call upon him here, the limit is, Av kol dover shabachoyv, any other korban that comes mach mesachoyv, is ein bo elo min achulin. Any other korban, you can only bring it for money of chulin. Lefikos, therefore, the locher is, hoi meharei alai toida, harei alai shlomim. If somebody says he has a chiv upon himself to bring a korban toida, or to bring a korban shlomim, since he made a chiv upon himself to bring this korban, it lo yavio elo min achulin. He could only use money of chulin to bring it with, not money of ma'aser sheni. Then the Mishnah says, unesachim b'chomotam lo yavio elo min achulin. Nesachim, any place, only comes min achulin. For a nesachim means that somebody that you bring a korban shlomim, that you have a chiv to bring the nesachim, the mincha, with it. So the chol mokim, any time, it always comes mi mois from chulin. Means even a case where the person says harei alai to bring in the sochim mi mois maisisheni, still you can't bring it lo yavi velo min achulin. Even though before we had in the Gemara that by a korban, if you make lechatchila a condition you want to bring it min a mais, you could, but I'll call upon him by a mincha by the sochim that you can. That the Mishnah says by the sochim bechol mokim is always lo yavi velo min achulin. And the svar is going to bring a shlomim that the meat is nechel akoponim lebailim, but nesochim since they're not nechel, but rather the whole thing is burnt on the mizbeach. So pshita from the money of ma'aser sheni, you cannot bring a mincha that the whole thing is burnt on the mizbeach. Now the Gemara asks the question: O pesach gufa minolon? How do we know that korban pesach itself, the din is it cannot be brought min hachulin? The tani will not like this. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer. Nema Pesach by Mitzrayim, v'nema Pesach l'Doris. It says Pesach by Mitzrayim, that Korban Pesach they brought then, and Pesach l'Doris. If so, ma Pesach l'ma by Mitzrayim, just like the Korban Pesach they brought here in Mitzrayim. Loi bu elu min achulin, pshitit only came from money of chulin, because there in Mitzrayim they have no ma'aser sheni. If so, av Pesach l'ma l'Doris, what in the Korban Pesach brought l'Doris also, loi bu elu min achulin. It's only brought from money of chulin, and it cannot be brought from moyes of ma'aser sheni. That's the limud Reb Lezer learns out, that a korban pesach always has to be brought min achulin. On this, Amalei Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says back, no. V'chidon en efshe mishi efshe. How could you learn out a pesach l'doris after they came into Eretz Yisrael when they have ma'aser sheni, that you tell me you can't bring it from ma'aser sheni, and where are you learning it out from? From the Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim, there it was not possible to have Ma'aser Sheni. Maybe that's why it was brought to Menachulin. But where it's possible to have Ma'aser Sheni, maybe you're allowed to bring Ma'aser Sheni. So Amaleis, Reb Lez answered back and says, yes, that Afalpi, Shiefshe, even though they're true that in the Pesach Mitzrayim, it was not possible to be brought from Mois Ma'aser Sheni, because they did not have any Ma'aser Sheni yet, they weren't in Eretz Yisrael, still Rai Gedoy Lehi. He holds Reb Lezel that is a Raya Gedoy Lo, and V'nilmad Hemenu, you can learn out Pesach Doros from Pesach Mitzrayim. But just like by Pesach Mitzrayim, the Pesach came only from Chulin, who are then the Pesach Doros also. Rashi says, Hoylo Matsinu, that Shum Pesach, Sheinu Bo'elu Min HaChulin, since HaKolponim we find at least the first Pesach only came in HaChulin, Reb Lezel, you can learn out all over, that Enechnami, every Korban Pesach, has to always come min achulin. Now the Gemara says, Chos Rabbi Akiva v'dono din achar. Now Rabbi Akiva likes to start over again and ask another question on Reb Lezer. Another kasha he has to say, he can't learn out Pesach Doros from Pesach Mitzrayim. He said like this, Mala Pesach Mitzrayim, you know why Pesach Mitzrayim was special? That there it cannot come from Ma'aser Sheni, only from Chulin. Shekene in toin matan domi v'emul gavim mizbeach. Because the Pesach Mitzrayim at that time there was no Mizbeach, so there was no mitzvah of Zrikas Adam, there was no mitzvah of burning the Murum of the Mizbeach. So therefore, Rashi explains, it's not Doimah to Korban Shlomim. So Pshita cannot come from Moyes Ma'aser Sheni. Ma'ashenke in Toimah of the Pesach Doros, you want to tell me about Pesach There comes the Durus, so there it's different.